Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob is having an end-of-the-year clearance sale. That means discounts. Big discounts. Everything on the yard is marked down. We've got several portable corral systems that have got to go, including AeroQuip, Diamond W, and Cattle Flow Bud Boxes for up to $1,500 off. We've got 8 10-bale accumulators to get rid of. Those are marked down $900 and will sell fast. We have electric fence on sale, and we've got cattle scales. Here's our end-of-the-year special. You get two 3,300-pound load bars, a scale head, and a rechargeable data collector. Everything you need for $1,000. That's a 41% discount. Supply is limited. Remember, everything is on sale. Trailers, squeeze chutes, alleys, crowding tubs, continuous fence, heavy-duty gates, and pre-cut posts, just to name a few, at GoBob Pipe and Steel. These best deals will go first. Don't wait until the sale stock's been picked over. Call today, 877-851-2365. Strange bedfellows. I think that's probably one way to describe Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa who has long championed various payment limitations and other limits on agricultural subsidies, along with a GOP hardliner from Texas, Chip Roy. Mr. Grassley and Mr. Roy look like they may be trying to team up when it comes to farm bill reforms here for 2024. They've put together a letter that they shared with Politico, and the pair are pressing congressional leaders to pursue a set of farm bill reforms, including reining in spending on the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the old food stamp program, if you please, and then also reducing subsidies for larger farms while preserving farm and family safety nets. Payment limits, of course, has always been a big, big deal for Chuck Grassley. He's a longtime advocate for limiting federal farm subsidies and other aid for the country's biggest farms and agribusinesses. He's been looking to recruit some House Republicans in that fight. And teaming up with Chip Roy, a Freedom Caucus member who holds outsized influence over spending and policy battles in the House, Chuck Grassley gaining an influential ally in his push to change farm assistance eligibility, a long-running effort that's opposed by many lawmakers from ag-heavy states and districts, especially in the South. Grassley and Roy also urging congressional leaders to include measures to ban foreign entities from buying up U.S. farmland, and they're calling on congressional leaders to make significant changes to the SNAP program, which they note is the costliest part of the farm bill. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley teaming up with Texas Congressman Chip Roy trying to change the dynamic on the farm bill debate. For the 12th year, the National Livestock Companies and the Oklahoma National Stockyards working together to have a special fundraiser for the All-American Beef Battalion this coming Monday, December 18th, around 12:30 p.m. They'll be halting the regular auction on that Monday, the final Monday of the 2023 season, and they'll have a special sale and resale of a calf being donated by the Clyde Runyon family of Mill Creek, Oklahoma. They raised $69,000 last year with the sale and the resale of the calf donated by that family. Over the years, they've raised $586,000 for steaksfortroops.com, hoping to go well over the $600,000 mark come Monday. Also coming up next week in Stillwater, it's the OSU Winter Crop School on the campus of OSU, 19th, 20th of December. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
And that's a look at our agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.